Matt Greenwood on KGF speaking to Fox Golf head coach Steve Boyd about a state qualifier that he got in the sectionals on Monday. Jack Weiss shooting a 5 over 76 at Kimbland Country Club in Jackson, and one of two guys that qualified for sectionals. And then in sectionals, Jack was able to qualify for state. And we'll talk about the other kid that had a really good year, Coach Boyd, Dylan Crisco. We'll talk about him in a second. But how about that Jack, huh?
Oh, it was a great round for him. He's had three great rounds here lately. He came in second in our conference tournament. He shot a 77 at Aberdeen. He shot a shot in the 70s at Districts at Crown Point two Mondays ago, and then he comes back with a 76 on Monday. He's gotten hot at the right time. He's had flashes of this in the last year, and it's all come together for him at the right time, and he's just playing great golf right now.
Coach Boyd, you guys are heading to Bolivar for the Class 4 state golf tournament there, and you mentioned to me before we started talking that he'll get an 18-hole practice round on Sunday afternoon. As he gets ready, gets geared up for this tournament and for that practice round, I know that you guys spend a lot of time with shooting games on golf courses around this area. Now you're going to Bolivar, which is a little bit different. And I was just curious, right, do you guys have some sort of insight already as to how that golf course might play?
I've reached out to the Seckman coach, Derek Holden-Reed. He told me he's been there three times. It says it's a great course. Derek's the old Fox coach from before I started 11 years ago. And he said it's very much like Tapawingo and Ann Breyer, which Jack works at Tapawingo Golf Club in South County and Sunset Hills there, and has worked there for a few years and knows the course well. And we're going to head down there. And Jack comes from a golfing family. His dad's going with us. His younger brother's a sophomore on the team. He's going. And we're going to meet his older brother down there, Jacob, who golfed for me for 4 years. And he recently passed his PGA playing test. He's going to be a PGA teaching professional. He's graduating from Missouri State this month. And he's an assistant pro at Twin Oaks Country Club down there. And so he's going to give us some insight. We'll walk the course with Jack. But, you know, Jack knows what he's doing. He'll shoot his yardages. He'll game plan it. He'll hit a couple balls from some tee boxes to see where his driver takes them or his driving iron takes them or things like that. And he'll find where he wants to be in the fairway, where his best approach shots are. And he'll putt out a few balls on the green, see how they're rolling. And he's a senior. He's played all over the St. Louis area. And like I said, he works at a golf course. He knows what he needs to do, and we'll be there for support and answer any questions or give any advice he may ask for. But he's in a good place right now, and we're just going to go with it and support Jack.
All right, very well, Coach. And I know I don't play golf myself, but I know talking to other people that do, it's just as much mental as it is technical whenever you play golf. And considering those two factors in a golf game, do you feel like Jack Weiss is at his best in both of those at this very point in the season?
Yes, I think he is. He had a double bogey on Monday, and he came right back and parred one of the tougher holes on the course. He doubled 8 and parred 9 and parred 10 and parred hole B. And he shot 39 on the front, and then he went, had a bogey, a birdie, and another bogey on the back to shoot 37. And we knew the cut was going to be low. The last 2 years, it's been 77. For our sectional is the toughest sectional in the state of Missouri to get out of, because it's the top two teams and then the 12 lowest individuals not on those two teams. And you needed to shoot a 78 on Monday to get out. And, no other district was in the 70s, or I'm sorry, sectional was in the 70s. And, but Jet is mentally strong right now. He's confident, and, he's making good decisions, and yeah, we're going to support him the whole way.
All right, very cool. And just out of curiosity, what is the history of Fox Golf when it comes to state medalists? Have you guys had a fair few?
No, we have not. We've never had a state medalist in Fox Golf history. And I've been coaching 11 years. Jack's going to be my seventh time going to state with a golfer. And now I think somewhere in the mid 30s is the best we've ever done. It's top 15 will medal. I was looking at the last couple of years, and it takes a couple rounds in the 70s. To sniff the top 15. So we know we can't win state or anything on day one. We're just going to go out and have a solid day one and see where that puts him for day two and see how it goes. But yeah, Jack is absolutely capable of it. So it'd be a great way to wrap up the season.
Yeah, certainly would. So best of luck to Jack Weiss, obviously, and Coach. I know Dylan Kryska's season came to an end before he would, prefer it. But, he got all the way to sectionals and shot an 83 in the district to get there and, placed top 15 to allow himself to get that opportunity to qualify for state. So I just wanted to give you another chance to sort of, drop in a word or two about Dylan Kryska and his season.
Oh, Dylan had a great season again. He was a pleasant surprise last year as a freshman. He carries himself really well. He's more mature than most sophomores. And here's my winning formula. You're going to hear it right now. Dylan also works at Tapawingo. All of my good golfers in my career have worked at golf courses. And so that gives him the opportunity to play more than other kids. And Dylan's actually started there last summer, and he played really well this year. He improved at districts. He was top 15 overall in districts, not just taking the two teams off. And so that was an accomplishment, getting a district medal for that. And then at sectionals on Monday, he was disappointed. He had a pretty good round. He just struggled with putting, and his dad and mom were there, and I was talking to his dad and talking to him a bit too. He's in class with me and about his putting and focusing more on that. It's not the glamorous thing that the boys want to do, but that short game is so important. So he's going to come back even better next year and more confident and putting better, I'm sure. So yeah, Dylan's a two-time sectional qualifier now, and state's next for him.
Awesome deal. Coach Boyd, appreciate the time and our best wishes to Jack Weiss in the state tournament. Again, Monday and Tuesday in Bolivar, 36-hole two-day event there. So let's hope for that top 15 finish, Coach.
But thanks a lot, man.
All right, that is Steve Boyd, Fox Golf head coach, joining us here today on KJEF.